Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Brother Dearman, glad to have you along with us here. This is Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. I'm honored to be your host, and I appreciate the time that you have afforded to give us today. We're going to begin a new course of study. This is program 193, titled Principles of Scriptural Giving. Principles of Scriptural Giving. What I'm doing is we're going to open God's Word and see what it says on a particular number of topics. And as time has been permitting, I've been going through some of my archives, the online archives of the Voice of Truth International. This is a publication that began back in 1993. They are still in publication today. They do 4 issues a year. They're still based in Mississippi, do great quality work. And I've been a regular subscriber for years. And with that, every time I find an article, especially one of the older ones, I like to dust off some of the older ones and bring them back to life. And so that's what we're doing today. Now, this is an article written by Ansel Jenkins. At the time, was a writer and preacher in Jamestown, Tennessee. And Brother Ansel Jenkins. And so what we're doing is we're going to work through this article and run some references in conjunction to it on principles, I should say, of scriptural giving. Now, as by way of introduction, we need to realize when we give to God, and throughout this lesson, I will be talking about financial giving, a command of the Lord's church on the first day of the week, but also just giving of your time, effort, resources as well to the Lord. Okay? Now, what we are giving is not ours. We do not give a portion of what belongs to us. Instead, we are giving back to Him part of what is His. Now, our decision is not how much to give, but how much of God's blessings can we afford to keep. Romans 14 and verse 8, the Bible says, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord." Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Also, the Old Testament prophet of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts." We're trying to figure out how many of His blessings can we afford to keep while giving Him the lion's share. So let's look at these principles, then, of scriptural giving. And the first one is that giving is to be according to our prosperity. We are to give as we have prospered. Obviously, logic would dictate then, the more we have, the more we are to give. We are to give as we have been prospered. Notice here, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, now concerning the collection for the saints, I've given order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings until I come. As God has prospered him. So if the good Lord allows me to get a new job, and I begin making more income, my giving to the Lord then should reflect that, and I should always be increasing in giving. So number one, our giving is to be according to our prosperity. Number two, principle of giving is that what we have is only temporary. What we have is only temporary. We do not own what we have. God's bounty is ours only for a use for a short time. Our possessions are part of our gifts from God. We will give account to Him on the day of judgment of the way that we have used the gifts He has given us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 17 through 19, Paul says, 1 Timothy 6, 17, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." Number two, what we have is only temporary. Let's look at a principle of spiritual giving. Number three is that giving is a spiritual matter. Giving is a spiritual matter. Paul speaks of our giving to God as a service. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 4, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift, take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. It is a service. It is also an evidence of our sincerity and a proof of our love. Staying in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8, Bible says, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, to prove the sincerity of your love. Verse 24, wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. We see that giving, number three, is a spiritual matter. We're going to pause here. We're looking at principles of scriptural giving. We will resume here in just a moment on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to resume our program with you here today. I hope you can join us sometime at the Arlington Church of Christ. If you're just now joining us, this is Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. We're looking at principles of scriptural giving. We've looked at that giving is to be according to our prosperity. What we have is only temporary, and giving is a spiritual matter. This is an article written by Ansel Jenkins from an old publication of the Voice of Truth International. Now, if you want to listen to these again anytime online, you can do so at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program option. This is program 193. Let's pick up number four, shall we? We see, talking about giving, that our generosity will be rewarded. Our generosity will be rewarded. Now, although reward can never be a proper motive for giving, we do have God's promise that He will not forget us, and He will also reward us for our liberality in regards to giving. A couple of references on this. Proverbs 11 and verse 24. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Matthew 25, verse 29, for unto every one that hath shall be given. He shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall not be taken away, even that he has. Then also, last book in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, 10, or 8 through 10. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, and have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Number four, our generosity will be rewarded. Number five, principle of spiritual giving is that giving begins in the heart. Giving begins in the heart. We see the tabernacle was built in the Old Testament time in the wilderness with gifts that were given from hearts that were stirred to sacrifice for God. Exodus chapter 25 in the first verse and following. We see it in that chapter, and they're just beautiful. I mean, stones and oil and gold, you just read it through that chapter, and it's beautiful. We see that our purpose must also begin in our hearts. And when it begins in the heart, it must be translated into action. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he hath purposed in his heart, So let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. We see, number five, that giving begins in the heart. Our sixth principle of scriptural giving is that the Lord knows our gifts. The Lord knows our gifts. Plain and simple, dear listener, we can hide things from men. We cannot hide from God. He knows our hearts. He sees our motives. And the Lord observes how much we give. You may make it look like you've given a whole lot to the Lord when you've given him less than the bare minimum. You know, I'm reminded in Luke 21 of the widow and her two mites. The rich men, they made it look like they gave a whole lot of money, but they were all giving small coins. And she gave 100% of what she had. She just had two mites to her name, and she was rewarded. Number six, the Lord knows our gifts. Let's close out with number seven. We see that our giving is one way to serve him who is the source of all things. Our giving is just one way to serve him, the one that is the source of all things. We need to understand, dear friends, that giving is serious business. It affects our relationship with God, and it will affect where we will spend eternity. There are five acts of worship that we do on the first day of the week. Every first day of the week, we assemble together to sing songs unto him without the accompaniment of mechanical instruments. That's commanded Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16. We preach, we read God's word, we pray unto him, we partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, and we give back a portion of what we have earned to him every first day of the week. And so our giving is one way to serve him, the one that is the source of all things. That's the conclusion of this article, Principles of Scriptural Giving. There were seven by Ansel Jenkins. Number one is that giving is to be according to our prosperity. What we have is only temporary. Giving is a spiritual matter. Our generosity will be rewarded. Giving begins in the heart. The Lord knows our gifts, and our giving is one way to serve him who is the source of all things. I want to close out with a reminder. I sure would hate to be in the shoes of the person who has not given to the Lord as he knows he should have throughout his entire life, standing there on the day of judgment, pleading his cause before the judge, and the father, the judge, just says, "You had all this to give to me, and you gave me none. Depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting punishment. I don't know you." I can't think of anything worse, dear friends, so I give you this lesson as an encouragement to stand up for what is right, to follow that which is right, hold on to it, that we can live a better, more faithful life with him. Now, I hope you've enjoyed our study today. If you want to listen to it online again anytime, you can do so at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and from there, you will find them all arranged by program date. This is 193, and the Principles of Scriptural Giving. You can also write to me, Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee 37110, and I'll be glad to send you a hard copy if I can help you that way. That's Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee 37190. We look forward to the next time you and I are afforded a chance to study together, and we pray that that chance is very soon. Once again, thank you so much for being with us today here on Reading the Word. May the good Lord bless you. May he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.